NPR correspondent Daniel Estrin is in Gaza City, and he joined us earlier today. Daniel, you're in Gaza City now. What have the last 2 days of this ceasefire been like?
Well, Palestinians are finally venturing out of their homes after 11 days of conflict, and everyone has described to me the feelings of just being terrified during those days, describing huddling with their families, especially at night in the center of their house and in the place where they feel that they're away from windows and feeling they were the safest. And now that we're on the second day of the ceasefire, you feel a sense of a rhythm of life again. Just right over here, there's the beach and the promenade. The ice cream shop is open. The people, families are walking on the promenade. I met this one family. The mother said she was visiting her father-in-law, and she said, "It's the first time we're venturing out of our homes, and we are seeing the pain and the destruction that we only saw on the news, on TV, as we were huddled in our homes." It's a really strange sight, because you see, it's not that you see flattened neighborhoods. The destruction in this war was spread out throughout the Gaza Strip. And so what you'll see is buildings intact, and then right next to an almost completely intact building, you'll see a completely demolished building with a pile of cement and twisted wires and mattresses and window drapes and refrigerators and socks and documents. And now so many Palestinians in Gaza are venturing out and specifically going to see those sites themselves.
We're hearing that there are negotiators, Egyptian negotiators, meeting with multiple sides of this. Is there any hope that the peace here is longer lasting than just a few days?
Well, Egyptian mediators are in Gaza, and they have been the main player here in speaking to both Hamas, also Palestinian Authority, President Mahmoud Abbas, which is, he's a rival of Hamas in the West Bank, and Israel. They are trying to now work out the terms of this ceasefire. Hamas is demanding that Jerusalem be at the center of negotiations, that Israel be made to change some of its policies in Jerusalem. Israel wants commitments from the world that Hamas will not be able to rebuild militarily. And so now it's just a sense of, will this ceasefire hold? We are 2 days in, and both sides seem interested in being able to market this devastating period as an accomplishment and as victory to their own people.
You reported from a neighborhood in East Jerusalem, which, in a way, the tensions there are a microcosm of the disputes all over the region.
Several Palestinian families are facing court-ordered evictions to make way for Jewish settler groups, which have claimed their properties, saying in court that these lands belong to Jewish groups many, many decades ago. Israeli law allows Jews to reclaim those properties that were lost in the 1948 war. But the law does not allow Palestinians to reclaim their properties that they lost in that same war. And that is at the heart of the tensions in this particular neighborhood. Israel froze those court proceedings to cool down tensions. But by then, Hamas had already issued a warning saying that Israel would pay a heavy price if it did not stop its actions in that neighborhood. And days later, the war broke out between Gaza and Israel.
In the middle of all this, there was supposed to be parliamentary elections in Palestine and a coming presidential election. What's the status?
In fact, the Palestinian legislative elections were supposed to be today, Saturday, but the elections have been canceled. The Palestinian president said that he was canceling the elections because Israel did not give assurances that Palestinians would be able to vote in Jerusalem, in areas Israel annexed decades ago. But analysts believe that the real reason that the elections were canceled was because Palestinian President Abbas realized that his rival Hamas, which rules here in the Gaza Strip, might have had the upper hand and might have gained power in those elections. And after they were canceled, very quickly we saw that Hamas captured the street and captured the hearts and minds of Palestinians, not only in Gaza, but elsewhere in the West Bank, when they started lobbing rockets at Israel and saying that they were defending Jerusalem. And we don't see elections on the horizon, but we do see a reemerged Hamas.
NPR's Daniel Estrin joining us from Gaza City. Thanks so much.